Part 2, Chapter 2. Johnny Goodboy Tyler stared in despair at his packs across the yard. The sun was hot. The collar on his burned neck hurt. His throat was parched with thirst, and he felt hungry. In those packs, just inside the cage door, there was a pig bladder of water. There was some cooked pork, if it hadn't spoiled, and there were hides he could rig for shade. At first, he had just been trying to get out. The very idea of being caged made him feel ill. Sicker, even than the lack of water and food. It was all so unknown. The last he really remembered was starting to charge the insect and being blown into the air. Then this. No, wait. There was something after he was first stunned. He had started to come to, lying on something soft and smooth. He had seemed to be inside the insect. He had seen a huge something next to him. And then there was a sensation like breathing fire straight into his lungs that pulled every nerve short and threw him into a convulsion. There was another glimpse of an occurrence. He had flickeringly regained consciousness for a few moments. He seemed to be tied to the top of the insect and speeding across the plain. And then the back of his head bumped, and the next he knew, he was in here, in this cage. He put it together. He had hurt the insect, but not fatally. It had eaten him, but then spit him up. It had carried him on its back to its lair. But the real shock was the monster. It was true, he knew now, that he had always been too smart. He had doubted his elders. He had doubted the great village, and there it had been. He had doubted the monsters, and here one was. When he had come to and found himself looking up at that thing, his head had reeled. He felt himself literally bending the bars behind him to get away. A monster! 8 or 9 feet tall, maybe more. About 3.5 feet wide. 2 arms, 2 legs, a shiny substance for a face, and a long tube from the chin down to the chest. Glowing amber eyes behind the shiny front plate. The ground shook as it approached. 1,000 pounds, maybe more. Huge booted feet dented the earth, and it had furry paws and long talons. He had been certain it was going to eat him right then, but it hadn't. It had tied him up like a dog. There was something strange about this monster's perceptions. Every time he'd tried to get untied and out of the cage, the monster had shown up again, as though it could see when it wasn't around to see. Possibly those little spheres had had something to do with it. The monster held them in its paws like small, detachable eyes. One was up there now, glittering, way up in the corner of the cage, like a little eye. The other one was out there stuck onto a nearby building side. But the monster had caught him trying to get out before it planted those eyes. What was this place? There was a constant rumble from somewhere, a muted roar similar to the one the insect had made. The thought of more of those insects around chilled him. There was a big stone basin in the middle of the cage, a few feet deep, with steps up one side. Lots of sand was in the bottom of it. A grave? A place to roast meat? No, there were no charred sticks or ashes in it.